Do you remember anybody ever having a rail fence?
Yeah, folks had rail fence.
Was that the zigzag kind where the rails are like that?
No.
You got one coming back and...
No. It just had the fence, the post down, and the bow nailed to it. So sometime you stoop under the fence or crawl over it.
And I don't guess anybody had any fences made out of rocks.
No.
Not any rocks around. And what did you call the pieces of wood that the other ones were nailed to?
Posts.
Posts. And when you had the cows, you milked the cow, what did you carry the milk in?
A pail.
And would that be made out of metal or wood or either one?
Metal. Most of them were metal.
And what about for carrying water? What would you use?
We use, sometimes some people have wood, but ever since I know us, we had metal.
And would you call it a pail if it's made out of wood?
Yeah.
Still be a pail. What about when you keep hogs and you have a pail in the kitchen where you throw the stuff that you're going to feed the hogs? You know, leftovers from the
pail? We call it a slop pail.
Slop pail? What do you call a thing that you fry eggs in?
Fry eggs in, we call it a frying pan.
And did you ever see the kind that had legs on the bottom so you could stick it in?
Call it a spider.
A spider? But it would have to have legs when you call it a spider.
Yes.
And what about the big, generally black container you might have out in the backyard for washing clothes?
We call it a boiling pot.
Boiling pot?
A wash pot.
And did you do anything else with it besides wash clothes? Make soap or?
No, we didn't make soap down here.
Boil crabs or anything like that in it?
Yes, used to boil crabs in it.
And see, what do you call these things that you've got the flowers growing in?
A flower pot.
And what about when it's a cut flower instead of a living flower? What do you call the thing that you put that in?
A vase.
Vase. And when you're setting the table, what are the things that you put out on the table?
What you put on the table? You put your tablecloth. And then you put your napkin on the left and your fork on the left, your spoon and your knife on the right, your glass on the right, your coffee cup or tea on the right, and your plate in the center, and your napkin on the left.
And if you're using your good dishes, what do you call that? What do you call your good dishes?
I don't know.
You don't have a special name for the good ones? The ones you get out for Sunday or something like that? Mm-mm. Did you ever have an egg that's made out of the same stuff the dishes are made out of?
No, not as a norm.
And people use it sometime to get a chicken started laying.
You mean a darning egg?
Well, some people use it for darning too. They call it a darning egg.
China? Was it call it a darning egg or a china egg or something? A white china egg, I guess. A down and darning egg, I don't know. See, I ain't never used all those kind of things.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you're going to use it for, as to what you're going to call it. After you